Mr. Vice President, Fiji welcomes its Pacific brothers and sisters from Palau to Geneva and to this UPR working group. And we thank the delegation led by Minister J. Baklai Temenggil for their national report and for their constructive engagement in this process. Fiji appreciates the efforts and progressive steps that Palau, a small island developing state with a population of just some 20,000 people, has undertaken to keep abreast of its human rights obligations despite significant resource constraints. Fiji notes that Palau has in 2012 passed a Family Protection Act, which is designed to protect and empower the victims of domestic violence. Fiji also notes that assaults committed in the context of family violence may no longer be reconciled in court, thus leading to the dropping of criminal charges. However, Fiji also notes that marital rape is still exempt from prosecution and that the definition of rape itself is limited to acts of non-consensual sexual intercourse. Accordingly, Fiji recommends that Palau consider amending its Penal Code and Family Protection Act to ensure that spousal rape is criminalized and that the definition of rape includes any form of non-consensual penetration of or by a sexual organ, and that the definition be gender neutral so that men and boys are equally protected by the rape laws. Fiji congratulates Palau for its ratification of the United Nations Convention Against Corruption and for its constructive participation in the peer review process under UNCAC in April 2015. Fiji recommends that Palau works to implement the recommendations under that peer review process conducted in April 2015. In particular, Fiji recommends that Palau should review its legal framework to criminalize the bribery of foreign officials and officials of international organizations and to pass legislation to allow for the forfeiture of unexplained wealth by public officials. I thank you, Mr.